Senator Dan Sullivan held a field hearing in Eagle River yesterday focused on health care for veterans in Alaska. It was an effort, he told the Modest Crowd, to bring D.C. to the state. As KSK's Zachariah Hughes reports, officials, politicians, and veterans themselves agree on what's recently causing massive problems for accessing health care. And now they're searching for solutions.
If it seems like there's been a lot of news lately about the VA in Alaska, you're right. And that's for two big reasons. Number one, the August recess is a time for congressional leaders and cabinet members to visit the communities they craft policy for. And two, since passage of the Choice Act a year ago, there have been some, well, let's call them hiccups.
But it's because of its one-size-fits-all design that the implementation of the Choice Act in Alaska has been nothing less than an unmitigated failure for our veterans.
Sullivan sits on the Senate's Armed Services Committee and has been upset by calls from constituents over severe disruptions that happened when the VA, to put it simply, ran out of money. Nationwide, the program actually worked too well. The number of medical appointments skyrocketed, but then so too did the costs for all that care. The result in Alaska has been canceled operations, enormous medical bills, and just a lot of confusion.
The key, though, tonight is we don't need rhetoric. What we need are answers.
There have been several listening sessions across the state this month, but a field hearing is different. This was the Armed Services Committee itself, officially convening for testimony. The consensus among everyone who spoke was that the VA was doing great in Alaska until the funding cuts exposed holes in the rapidly enacted Choice program. Verdi Bowen is the head of the state's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, which almost overnight went from having some of the shortest wait times in the country to a confusing mess after Choice was enacted.
That program in itself wasn't ready for prime time. We had several veterans that were scheduled for colonoscopies, had gone through this prepped, went to the hospital, only to discover that the appointment had been canceled because there was no funding for the appointment.
In the whole debacle, a lot of fingers have been pointed at TriWest, the intermediary company that, under the Choice Act, has a contract to handle making referrals and appointments, which have slowed to a halt. TriWest president, David McIntyre, says they are scrambling to keep up with an unanticipated explosion in demand from the hastily drafted legislation.
We all were given 30 days to implement a new law, to go from blank sheet of paper to full execution.
McIntyre says the company's already quadrupled its staff and is in the process of training another 1,000 employees. They're also making sure that calls for care are routed through Washington State, so personnel are more familiar with Alaska's unique access issues. The role of Congress was also brought up by Undersecretary for Health David Shulkin, third in command at the VA. Shulkin is new to his position. In fact, the hearing marked his 49th day on the job. He's also new to the VA. His background is with large private research hospitals, and from that experience, he expects finding internal fixes and efficiencies to improve the VA system. Still, he says the nation is dealing with a structural problem, trying to get more and more veterans connected with care.
We have to do a better job at VA of defining what our needs are and letting Congress know what we need to be able to do to take care of the veterans of this country who've served our country. But it may be that with better projections that we actually do need more resources.
Shulkin says the VA is preparing a proposal for November 1st that could reestablish the Alaska VA as the primary scheduler for appointments, grant more flexibility in choosing local care options, and consolidate funds for payment. Measures, Shulkin says, that don't stand a chance without support in Congress. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.